We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you as always by our friends at Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we always trust to bring us that local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How are you doing today?
All right. Thank you very much, Rocco.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's start with a story from your colleague Owen McMillan in this past Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Let's head on over to the city of Avon, where development plans are, they're being pushed back a bit. What's the latest from Owen here, Dave?
Yeah, so City Council has put finalizing plans for the proposed Nagel Crossing development, had pushed that back to the city's planning commission, and that is, a series of plans. I don't know if everybody's familiar with it or not, but DeVille Developments of Canton. That's a thing to say. DeVille Developments of Canton. I have to work on my radio announcer's voice for that one. But in any case, they've submitted plans for Chipotle, Noodles and Company, and Starbucks for that Nagel Crossing development. And DeVille had appeared before council to ask for special use permits for outdoor dining for those establishments. But council members were sort of worried about the length of the line that would come with the drive-through at Starbucks and pickup windows at both restaurants, I guess, Chipotle and Noodles and Company, both restaurants. So the special use permits were taken off council's agenda, pushed back to the planning commission. This was in part because Councilman Dennis McBride, who represents the second ward, said he was concerned about the way of the drive-through backing out into the street, possibly pushing out into the intersection of Just Imagine Drive and Nagel Road. There were similar concerns by members of the planning commission, so that's going to take a little bit more sorting out to figure out just how they're going to kind of allay the traffic concerns and that line, going through the Starbucks. Is I think a lot of people who go to Starbucks know that you can order on your mobile device and go pick things up, and sometimes that tends to push the line out into the street or lengthen those lines. Also, just people showing up just wanting their coffee or their drinks or what have you. It's a very popular place to go. And unfortunately, that sometimes comes with lines and the constraints of city infrastructure. So Avon, had recently passed an ordinance requiring businesses to get special use permits to build drive-thrus. But this plan was submitted before that ordinance was passed, so it won't necessarily need a special use permit. But again, that going back to planning commission, the outdoor sort of seating plan and things like that, the way the buildings are actually configured is not going to change. But some of those drive-thru issues are again pushing that back to planning commission.
Well, and I kind of know about those drive-through issues firsthand. I know over in my neck of the woods in Fairview Park, there's a Dunkin' on the corner of, I want to say it's Lorraine and 210. And there are certain parts of the day where that drive-through line can get, backed up into the main road, basically. And, obviously, yeah, if emergencies arise and folks need to get in or out of there, it can be a little problematic. So certainly, I guess doing the right thing, doing their due diligence here, looking at the different drive-through constructions. And I guess we'll see where these development plans over in the city of Avon end up turning out. So certainly we'll keep an eye on the Nagel Crossing development project, again, in the city of Avon. Good write-up by Owen McMillan in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Elsewhere in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, Dave, kind of a heartwarming story here. This one comes from Christina Jolliffe, and, it's not always easy to get a guy to shave their beard, especially if they are affectionate towards their facial hair, but not the case here, especially when shaving can go towards a very, very good cause. What did Christina write about here, Dave?
Yeah, so this is kind of a neat little story, and it results from some folks at Columbia Township, Columbia Station. Middle school teacher Sarah Zelo had talked to her husband Mark about possibly shaving a beard that he'd had for approximately 20 years, and her direct quote, which I love from. From Christina's story, is when he said I couldn't pay him enough to do it, I said, "What if I was to raise the money?" And Mark Zelo said that he'd do it for that. And so the couple had decided that they were going to raise money for the Herhuth family, who were on Facebook and who were raising money so that 16-year-old Jake, who has leukemia, who has acute myeloid leukemia, he was diagnosed about more than a year ago, could raise some money for him. He's fighting leukemia. He's down in, being treated in Columbus. He and his mother have been there for some months. And the Zietlows have already raised almost $9,000 for Sarah Zietlow's former student, for 16-year-old Jake. So it's really kind of neat to see that they would come out and stand up for somebody like that. Gina, who is Jake's mom, said that she keeps people updated on Jake's treatment on the Caring Bridge website. I think some people have probably visited that before. Expressed her gratitude on the website. Quote, acts like this can help bring peace and hope into a world that you have questioned for over a year, Gina Hers wrote. I can't wait to meet you in person, Mark, and give you a huge hug. You're an amazing human being. You know, that's really just kind of a nice thing. And the Zietlows both are you know, Columbia High School graduates, 1998, class of 1998. Some area businesses, social clubs, individuals, as Christina noted, have donated to the fundraiser. Including Mark Zietlow's you know, business, including Smith Brothers Inc. in Medina, where he works. His boss, another great line from Christina's story, his boss is even kind enough to call the barber, Hershey's Barber Shop in Medina. So that's really kind of neat. Donations are still being accepted. More information on Sarah Zietlow's Facebook page, which is linked at the bottom of the article, but it is facebook.com/Sarah.C, as in cats, dot Burgett, B-U-R-G-E-T-T. Please go read Christina's story on ChronicleT.com. It's really just kind of a neat thing. She even got a photo of Mark Zietlow with his beard sitting there. And, growing up, I know my dad, I never saw my father without facial hair. I never saw him without a beard. And then finally, when I did, several decades into my life, it was a shock. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what Mark looks like without the beard. I'm sure as well to other people that you've known for a long time.
No question. And what an awesome article, again, written by Christina Jolliffe. This is in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, and that donation link at the Facebook page of Sarah Zietlow posted at the bottom of that article. And I love Sarah's quote. You had one of her quotes in there, but another one I really loved here toward the end, kind of in sync with the one you read, Dave, saying, you know, quote, he said, I couldn't pay him enough to shave. I'm not paying him because the money is going to someone else. So she wins on the technicality, albeit a technicality for a very, very, very good cause. And obviously we hope for a excellent treatment and recovery there for that young man, Jake, as he deals with his diagnosis. So again, we're joined this morning by Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories may go?
Yeah, I as always am staying on top of the radios controversy that we've talked about in the past. So expect an update on that. In the paper, in your print edition, or ChronicleT.com. Actually, it will be in both if all things come together. And then also some follow up stories on Elyria, Lorraine, I believe Avon Lake City Council, and some other council meetings that were earlier in the week, and you like to follow up on things from those meetings. Also, Avon exploring a fiber optic system. I know that Owen is working on that story. The Oberlin, also a State of the City address in Oberlin, so check that out. I know that Chris Wojtak was planning to write that up. So, yeah, please go and pick up a copy of the Chronicle in print, or go to ChronicleT.com, as always, for all that information.
There you go. Easy as that. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or as Dave said, that digital e-edition is online, available anytime to Chronicle subscribers at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here, and if any of our listeners are locked into you and I's Twitter accounts, I think you'll already kind of have an understanding of what's coming up on this week's Scanner story. Where are we headed this week, Dave?
Yeah, so directly in our own backyard, and by that I mean the city of Lorain. And just as kind of a little bit of background, we heard this one straight from the scanner's mouth itself, straight from the dispatcher's mouth, on back on election day. And I bring you to the 1400 block of West 30th Street in Lorain, where a caller dialed up police. And I quote, said about 10 people came into his house and took over, and now they're outside eating and pretending they're mowing the lawn.
Now, see, obviously that's ridiculous for a number of reasons, but my big gripe here with this one, Dave, and I don't know how you'd feel about this one, but, you know, 10 people come over, yeah, all right, whatever. But you could maybe lean into that one, except they're just pretending to mow the lawn. Now, with all this rain that we had, obviously the grass got a little bit high over at the Nushi residence. I wouldn't be so upset if they just actually mowed the lawn, right? Instead of pretending to mow the lawn, if you could just actually get out there and mow the lawn, you guys can stay and eat as long as you want. Just do a little yard work for me and we're good. I don't know your thoughts on that one, Dave, but man, that's almost acceptable in my book.
I would even feed people to mow my lawn. I would be happy that they came over and had a lawn mowing party. I would willingly go for some takeout or order in if people were willing to come over and take care of my lawn. I know that it sometimes gets neglected more often than it should. But with the rain, it was difficult to get it done. And actually, in O'Brien Lawn News, somebody mowed my lawn the other day, and I have no idea who it was.
What?
So I had a guest, a mystery lawnmower. Somebody came by, either Good Samaritan or one of my friends, as a prank, and I would have thought they would have cut, you know, a nasty word into my lawn, but no, somebody did my lawn the other day, so there are still good people out there.
Wow, forget secret admirer. Hello, secret lawnmower. That is incredible right there, Dave. We're gonna have to check in on this. All right, we're gonna have to just, you know, this could become a weekly thing. Did Dave's lawn get mowed this week by said mystery mower? And I guess we'll have to tune back in next week for more updates. But that is incredible. Everybody's just either actually mowing other people's yards or pretending to mow other people's yards. I would prefer to be on Dave's side of the equation here, where somebody actually mows my yard for me. But that is yet to be determined at the Nushi residence. So we'll leave it at that, I suppose, for this week. Dave, excellent time with you as always, my friend, this morning. Again, this has been the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. For the latest from Dave and his colleagues, again, pick up a copy of the Chronicle today or find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you again, my friend. Appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next week.
That's great, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.